See, this is perfect music for a guy like Josh McNary. Josh McNary joins us here on the WMT Morning Show. McNary Marketing Design, the Chief Digital Marketing Technologist. He's all-around guru, and we're appreciative for you joining us here on the WMT Morning Show. You like your theme music? It's like,
yeah, that sounds great.
Ocean's 11-esque.
Sure, yeah, that's good.
Hey, I saw an article, and I shipped it over to you, about people complaining about the life cycle of iDevices, specifically iPhones, things like that. And people were complaining that it's just too short of time, things like that. But did you have a little bit of a different take on it than they did?
Yeah, I did. And it's partially a media issue or media play, I think, and then also just perspective on these technical devices.
Yeah.
Apple came out with a report earlier in the week on behalf of Earth Day, which is tomorrow, talking about their environmental impact. And buried in the facts, like on a third page of this microsite they created, there was some discussion of how they figure out the life cycle, of the customer use cycle of these devices.
Yeah.
So for the first user of the device, mm-hmm. they decided, or they, through their testing, figured out that an iOS phone, iPhone, or a tablet like iPad would last 3 years for the first user of the device.
Okay.
And this is based on typical user use of a device.
Yeah.
And then for a Mac computer there and the Apple TV, they were saying about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my mind, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not terrible. These are expensive devices, but we rely on them so heavily. And you think about how many times you drop your smartphone or whatever. I mean, to me, it's pretty amazing they can last that long.
Yeah.
And I also think there's a big difference between how long it actually can last versus how long you can keep it that it's usable, mm-hmm. meaning it's fast enough and can run the apps you want, and then how much the consumer wants to keep it, how long they want to keep it.
Well, yeah, because
those are all different things.
Exactly. For me, the idea is that, okay, I'm going to be switching out this device long before it becomes, just a brick, right?
Sure.
The only thing different is my MacBook Pro. I've had it, I think, since 1912. I love it.
Yeah,
I mean,
about.
Yeah, it's what's nice. It updates itself constantly, consistently. It just does it. I mean, it takes care of itself, unlike a PC a lot of times.
Sure. Well, I think that's true of the Apple computers. If you take care of them, I mean, this is really true of any technology, PCs or Macs. I mean, if you take care of them, mm-hmm. you upgrade them over time, they're going to last longer.
Yeah.
The Macs, I prefer the Macs. I'm a Mac guy because of what you just stated. But the thing with the mobile devices is that they can't be upgraded in the same way.
Yeah.
Their batteries are eventually going to die. That just happens. But I will say, I have an iPhone 2, basically, an iPhone 3G, which came out in 2008,
yeah.
that one of my kids still uses in his room to play music at night. And that's so they can last a long time, but that app wouldn't run the apps that I need anymore.
Yeah,
but
it
functionally still works.
Exactly. Hey, Josh McNary joining us from McNary Marketing Design. You can find him at McNary.me. There's something else with regard to Apple I wanted to talk to you about as well. If you get this text message from any number or anything like it, says this, the Apple ID associated with this number is due to be terminated. To prevent this, please confirm your details at, and then it gives a web address, and then it says Apple Inc.
Right, and that's not from Apple. that's a phishing scam. We've talked about these before on air. Phishing scams are just a simple concept of someone sending you a message like that, scaring you into taking action at maybe what could look like a convincing website or a convincing phone number
mm-hmm.
to basically go in, and they'll say, oh, well, you have to go here, give us your information so your account doesn't get terminated. And then at the end, they'll be like, oh, and by the way, so we can confirm this is really you, give us your credit card number.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's not good. That's not good. That you ever get asked by a phone or you ever get reached out to give information like that, don't do it. If you're concerned about this being legit, which is not this one, but if you're concerned about a message like that coming in and being legit, my recommendation would be to pick up the good old phone or good old iPhone or whatever and call the company in question and talk to somebody alive and see if there's actually any legit issue.
Good ideas. Joshua McNary of McNary Marketing Design. Find him at McNary.me or on Twitter at McNary, at McNary. Hey, Joshua, have a good day today, would you?
Great. You too.
All right, take care.